be a campground. You go out there and cook on the open fire. Mm-hmm. And we used them on them, but now you don't use them after the campground. What did you call those little black pots? You'd have to tell me the name, but I can't name them. But we had plenty of them.
Mm-hmm. What about
several out in the house?
What about like for frying things in?
Well, you used
to use on the stove.
You know what? We're frying the same thing I'm frying in now, old black frying pan. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got wherever, but I like that black cast on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
mm-hmm.
used. Cast on them. I knew it would come.
You call the frying pans anything
yeah.
different?
No, we're just going to black frying
just
pan.
Just frying pan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because one would last your lifetime. Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
I quit using. I got three or four. I got a little storage house outside, and I brought one inside, and I quit. And I went to my sister's the other week, and she said, I threw all them other wherever frying pans out. She said, and I used this one. And she did her eggs, scrambled her eggs that morning, and it was so much better. So I came back on full mine. I've been using it, too.
Mm-hmm. That's about the main thing
it
today.
It is, really. It's so better than the wherever.
Mm-hmm. Did they have some that had legs on the bottom of them, like?
The pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the big pot,
yeah,
like,
big pot,
round.
Had little legs on them.
Mm-hmm.
About like a wash pot on the legs, was it that time?
Okay.
A wash pot has legs on them.
Mm-hmm. And it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger pot.
I had two of those now. I bought one when I got married. We married in 39. And we moved to the farm, our first baby born in 40. We moved to the farm in 41. His daddy gave us a little house, I mean, it's out at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was so pretty. With the furniture, we furnished the whole house about $100. We went to Charleston, we bought some wicker suit for the little living room. And my brother made me a table for the kid dining room, and I bought four chairs. And his mother gave us the cutest little black stove, black and white stove, looked like a doll baby stove. And we bought two bedroom suits for about $125.
Gosh, isn't that something?
Furnished that whole little four-room house.
Mm.
And then we had the outdoor toilet, and it was a ditch was back in the back, and the water ran through it all the time, and we had it built right over that ditch, the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a sporty thing. Over toilet, over the ditch.
And running water through
running
it.
Running water, uh-huh. That's true. Uh-huh. It was nice, that one.
Mm-hmm. Kept it clean
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just two of us, you see, it didn't stay nasty.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, about of the corn? You said you grew corn.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the little part up at the top of it that hangs off?
The tassel.
Uh-huh.
And it had to get some tassels on it before the corn would come on the stalk.
Okay. That, like, pollinates
yeah,
it or something.
I guess that's
like.
What it is.
Now, what about on the ears? You have something around.
The shook.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to shook.
And inside it, you have that stringy kind of stuff?
Well, the corn would come on the cob. You see, it's a cob, and the corn comes in here.
Mm-hmm. Then out around the corn.
Yeah, the little silks.
Mm-hmm.
Silks, they call it, would come on. And then when the corn would get ready to put in your barn, those silks would turn brown, you see. And that would gradually fall off.
Mm, okay.
But while we getting something now to eat, you see the silks on it, it's green.
Uh-huh, that's
right.
Because
that corn's not ready to put aside yet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that kind of corn that you would eat instead of a... saving it to feed for the animals.
Mutton cone.
Oh, okay.
You don't call it mutton cone?
Mm-mm.
You don't, mutton cone, that's what they called it.
Roasting ears.
Yeah, or mutton cone. Years ago, that's all they'd call it, mutton. They didn't call it roasting. They called it mutton cone.
Mm-hmm.
In the old